This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
For the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
And good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Wonderful day out here in Hawaii, and it's, I mean, absolutely beautiful. If you got any better, I think they should start charging us. Well, they do that anyway. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in. I want to remind you, if you'd like to, go to carolcox.com, and you can pull up live if you're having bad reception, or you're going to go out and you want to take us with you on the phone or on your iPad, or just go to carolcox.com and click on the Listen Live, and you're there right with us wherever you are. Like NSA, we're there. So anyway, briefly, out at Nanakuli, and they need your support. This is the Nanakuli Performing Arts Center. And tonight is the last night for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I'd like to ask you to just go out there and support them. This is school children who are doing things. They're not out there doing what we accuse them of doing in Nanakuli. This is, you know, it's a really good thing, and they can be encouraged by your presence and your support. So please go out and join in. The tickets are $13 at the door, and I would say hopefully you can get out there. And Nanakuli High Intermediate School, Multi-Purpose Cafe, and that the time is at 5 p.m. So please go out there and give them some support, or think about them in your donations or your annual gift to various programs. So again, that's the Impact Nanakuli Performing Arts Center. So anyway, please, they need your help and just need your support to encourage them. They are children, and they're still developing and learning. And imagine if they feel like they're impressing you and giving you good things, giving back to the community and entertain you at the same time, we should support them. That's just my thoughts. But anyway, speaking of Nanakuli, there's an interesting thing going on out there, and some of you might want to know about this. This is, I think it's newsworthy. And you know that HECO is proposing to put the big solar farm. That's one of the things, and hopefully Alice Greenwood calls in. She had offered to call in and tell us about some of the activities surrounding that proposal and the wine and dining of the, quote, community leaders. So hopefully she calls in. But another thing is, it caught my eye, you know, we're all taxpayers here, and we are constantly bombarded with the thought and the concerns of from the mayor that we have no money, budget constraints, we're short of funds, we got to go out and sell, you know, affordable homes and all of that. And in fact, we're so destitute and so broke that we, in that issue, as you know, the mayor wanted to give the company that was buying the property from us, give them money to buy it from us. That's how desperate we are. So just I offer that as a prelude to what I'm about to say, and that is Councilwoman Kimberly Pine, you know, and some say she's a Republican, some say she's a Democrat, some say she don't know where she is at any time of the day, but what I do know is that she put in a resolution, Kimberly Pine, City Councilwoman, relating to real property tax compromises. And I'm going to read you this resolution that she put in March 6th. On the number is Reso 14-54, 14154-54. If you want to see it, you could actually go to honolulu.gov and go to City Council, then go to Resolution, Bills and Resolutions, and click on that, on the 2004 to present, I think. And you'll find that on in blocks 40 to 60. So anyway, this is, I'm going to read you a bit of this resolution. And whereas Section 8-10-10B1, Revised Ordinance of Honolulu, 1990, as amended, ROH, provides a real property tax exemption for real property used for school purposes and for school purposes. And whereas ROH Section 810 provides a real property tax exemption for real property used for hospital and nursing home purposes. And whereas ROH 810-20 and go and provide real property tax exemption. I'll skip a bunch of this, but whereas the council's policy relating to real property tax compromises was established by adoption of Resolution 11259, which provides for real property tax compromises when an organization that is otherwise eligible for an exemption fails to file a timely application for exemption. So you see where we're going. Basically, though we're hard strapped for cash, and it's all, you know, we know that now, and we want to nickel and dime us and charge us $10 at the trash can for pickup, and then here's a councilwoman wanting to forego or give back or waive monies, and we'll get more specifics, but whereas the Nanakuli Hawaiian Homestead Community Association, NHHCA, was formed in 2001 with the mission of promoting and assisting in the betterment of the Nanakuli community, particularly in the areas of health, education, and housing. Whereas NHHCA is a domestic nonprofit corporation, which on October 8, 2008, executed an agreement effective retroactive of January 1, 2008 to lease a total of 11.96 acres of land in Nanakuli, Oahu, the property, end quote, from the State of Hawaii, Department of Hawaiian Homelands. Now, the NHHCA is a, for my description, and having looked into this, and we talked about their involvement with Hawaii community development, and we've explained all of that in the new development that they had done, and they acquired land through a lease, then ultimately Kali Watson is receiving it through sublease to his own company, and so there's this thing. Well, let's get down to the real meat of it. Whereas NHHCA did not meet the deadline to file for an exemption for fiscal years 2007 through 2008 to 2012 to 2013 inclusive, which resulted in a total tax delinquency for the undivided property of $53,287.41, $41,988.99 is tax, $4,198.91 is penalties, and $7,099.51 is the interest, whereas NHHCA did not meet the deadline to file for an exemption for 2013 through the 14, which resulted in the total tax obligation for CPR units 1, 2, and 3 of $11,784.83. $10,000 of that is, and $782.10 is tax, $646.92 are penalties, and $355.81 is interest. Now, my question is, it wasn't as if they were delinquent just on 1 year. And this is basically, ultimately, it's going to benefit a private individual and a private group, though they bear the name NHHCA. In previous conversations and records that we've found that it's not, it suggests that it's for the Nanakuli Homestead community at large total, but there's membership and you can only be a member of that for whatever reason. So I did a little DCCA checking, and the Nanakuli Hawaiian Homestead Community Association, their agent is Kali Watson, and basically to serve, protect, and preserve the interests of Native Hawaiian beneficiaries of the Homeland Trust, developing our community through economic and educational, health, social, housing, cultural, and spiritual development, improving the quality and achievements of our people's health, education, housing. And that's okay. But here are some of the officers. Kamaki Kanahele, CPD, as of 2014, January. Mr. Michael Kahikina, First Vice and Senior RV. Kimo Kelii, Second VV. Lucero Arlene, Secretary Treasurer. Eli Kia, Audrey is director. Keiki, Esther Keiki is the director. Makanani Henry is the director. And that's, I'm told from previous records, that is, these are one another's relatives and sons and whatever. Midge Eli and Rachel Murdoch and Hanale Aipolani. You've seen Hanale show up on the map on billboards running for office. But the question I have, and I'd like to hear from you if you have any comment on this. Should we be at this date and time or this period when we knowingly have no money and we're operating from the seat of our pants, basically, and borrowing Peter to pay Paul, and yet going to tax you and more senior citizens get impacted? Do we have such a luxury? You know, and I'd like to know if you have any idea about that, but or you can comment. 524-1080 is the number. But that's the real concern that I have. Do we have, and is, I know it's a right of the council, I know that, but I think discretion. This program, as you know, it's going to house Agnes Cope Center, and which is Kamaki's mother, and it's going to have. And that was another issue raised in that situation was, does it really? If you take federal monies, and this program was funded out there with some federal monies and other monies, government monies, can you discriminate? Can you not rent to, choose not to rent to Native Hawaiians or rent only to Native Hawaiians? Or do you have to rent to everyone? So that is the real big question. And so the final statement in this, be it resolved by the Council of the City and County of Honolulu, that the Council urges the Director of Budget and Fiscal Services to submit to the Council a request to grant a compromise of certain real property taxes owed by NHHCA for fiscal year 2007 through 8 to 2013 and 2014 inclusive. Be it finally resolved that copies of this resolution transmit. So if you want to contact Kimberly Lowe and offer your support, if it's a good deal, we tried to download some of the testimonies, and Collie Watson was there. And as you know, Collie Watson was the former chairman at one time of the Hawaiian Homeland. So once again, taxes being given or waived or exempted or compromised, however you want to. I personally, in my opinion, knowing the cost of government now and the waste and what have you and the hardship and the difficulties, senior citizens and just anyone is struggling to make it day to day, and we have this kind of luxury. I personally, unless it's a CPR center that or something that really is to help life-threatening situations, I personally don't believe we have that luxury at this time. So that's what is going on there. So anyway, let's hear it for Miss Kimberly Pine, and So why would she do that? I mean, I was thinking that given the climate of the political climate, would we have no money and we're begging for money and we're wanting to tax people and get them with fees. Does she really believe that it can happen, that the other city council people will vote for that? And if they don't, what's the deal? Well, I think this is how the politics works. You just throw up a Hail Mary, and if you succeed, you're really good. And if you don't, then these people that got you to do special favors for them will go out and vote for you. But what I've witnessed in this town, one good favor doesn't deserve another. You don't get rewarded with this kind of behavior. So I think that it was just a political Hail Mary. So if I get my name out there and saying that I'm helping the, quote, Hawaiian community, this is a good thing. But then go and dig and see, really, the near private and the involvement of the entities or individuals that are involved, and I think you would have some second thoughts. And also, you know, you've heard us talk about Collie Watson and his use of Hawaiian homes, and we've actually had to contact the Hawaiian home vans and ask them to recover some $450,000 we thought was. But in through letter, we were informed that they agreed he owed some money, but he was only required to pay back a small portion of that from our investigation. So that's the big deal there. And so how do you handle all of this? Do we have the money? I don't know. So anyway, while we're still there in the neighborhood of Nanakuli, there is one of the things, and we'll be talking about Hawaiian homelands and some of the developments that there's a lot to be said about Hawaiian homes. And I like, you know, it's like calling something lemon pie when there is no lemon in it. I think this agency that we refer to as the Hawaiian Department of Hawaiian Homeland, I believe that that is a misnomer. It's someone with a sense of humor thought that they would name it that. And not follow through with the actual true meaning of it, because what I'm finding, and I've brought in many stories and investigations that were revealing some horrendous behavior, and I've just actually, another one has popped up. Now, can you imagine, let me set the stage, can you imagine a land agent, and you know, when you get property from Hawaiian homelands, we've already shown you that if you're Hawaiian, and as the Hawaiian homes itself has stated, they are more likely to rent to non-Hawaiians for commercial purposes because most of the Hawaiians, a great many of them, fail to pay their bills and whatever. And so not making excuses for anyone that don't pay their bills, but someone is not incorporating the real thought that a great many of these people, senior citizens, they don't have the money. And if you notice how they're abusing, they being the Hawaiian homelands, and I quote that, you would think there could be some concessions and compromises there and waivers, because incorporating the thought that many of the people, the beneficiaries, just don't have it. But a little encouragement and a positive action or response would benefit them. They could use some of the land and what have you. But instead, great much of it is rented out to non-Hawaiian companies. They don't keep an eye on it as far as pollutants and abuse and rent payments and what have you. So this scenario that I've been working on it for a while, but we've talked about the racetrack and the native Hawaiian that owns that and how he's been jerked around and how the effort to get out there and do a news story to demean and deface, and this is not a protection of George Grace, but it's to discuss and share with you what sinister behavior exists within this thing called the Hawaiian homeland. And that is, they go on the attack, and I'll demonstrate to you, but they get people all riled up and making statements and to attack the individual. This is people that, like Linda Chen, Kalei Young, and that whole staff. So, and Joby Masagatange, the governor's appointee. So what we found recently, and we were able to obtain, and these are recorded conversations, mind you, that we have audio evidence where individuals are telling me and admitting and telling others that they have given monies to their land agent. And how it's done is that the land agent or the ones receiving the monies will approach them and somehow convey to the lessee or the renter or the tenant that their daughter or child is in soccer and they are going to travel, let's say, to Kauai or the Big Island. And somehow you as a lessee or renter find yourself giving substantial amounts of money to the land agent's daughter's school or the program or the soccer team or what have you. And in one specific case, and mind you now, this is information that's been well documented, and I wouldn't dare repeat it if it wasn't, and I firsthand have that information. Imagine you're renting and you're George Grace and you get visited by the health department, you get visited by the city and county of Honolulu, and they ram and take this big stick and hit you and threaten to prosecute you and go ahead and attempt to prosecute you and then find you and take you into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the debate is, does the city and county of Honolulu even have authority? But if you read the Act, the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act, you'll know that the Commission Act never relinquished any authority to anybody. It's a sovereign entity. Yet, Mr. Grace and others, and there's another one here recently, Kalaka Nui, a trucking company, who finally, after 6 years of being jerked around by the same land agent, when I say jerked around, I wish I could, because it's Sunday and I don't want to ruin your coffee, I could say something else, but I think jerk would be sufficient. But to describe this, you imagine putting your name in a list in the hat to just simply lease land in your native Hawaiian and you get jerked around for 6 years. More than 6 years, and finally you get your lease because you had to engage with a lawyer and have a lawyer to come, because apparently that's the only thing that the quote Hawaiian Homelands Department understand. So this situation, Kalaka Nui gets their land finally, but only in paper. They're visited last week by the State Department of Health. Someone filed a complaint, and from that complaint, the land agent and others now say that because she was operating on property at the racetrack, now all of a sudden, they have to look at her character. And I want you to listen closer to that word character. They have to, the upper management or the other management in DHHL, the higher ups, I guess I should, that's how it's described, need to review this, because not there were any violations established or anything, but your character now has come into question. And then for some strange reason, somehow, and I don't know, I've been at this game for a long time, and I can tell you, it takes a lot to for something to rise to the level of newsworthy, and a lot more to rise at the level that it is good for the evening news. Well, this one made it to the, got the attention of the news, that they were just operating now. No one has established that they're illegal, because there's a, right now there is a wait. Everything's on hold to answer. The city and county of Honolulu needs to answer Senator Miley Shimabukuro. She has asked the city, what authority do they have to be on DHHL property? So anyway, somehow the news gets wind of it, and you can't see it from the street, and there was no fires, and nobody got killed, so who called? Well, I suspect, and the information we got is that Hawaiian Homelands call and complain. But the character has entered into the picture of the owner of Kalaka Nui. Now, not that her character is tarnished, not that she's a bad character or a bad player, but somehow more delay in this game. She's been delayed and jerked around for 6 years. She finally got it, but the liberty that the land agent has is to jerk her around some more and intervene. I'll get this call in.
Hello? Oh.
Good morning, caller.
Oh.
Go ahead. You have a comment or question?
Hi, Carol. Listen, I just find it remarkable that, I mean, this is a promise to the Hawaiian people. And all these years, I mean, isn't it true that all these things are leases, right? 50-year, 100-year, whatever. And so, I mean, families can't inherit. I mean, you know, they can only have a limited time. And it's not like, you know, you're giving back the land. You're kind of leasing it for a while. Then,
well,
you know,
when
you know.
we let's there's a let's this discern the differences. See, this is a commercial properties. It's not residential per se. And the same thing sort of apply. This is, you know, the 50-year and all. It depends on whose pocket you're stuffing. You can get you can get 50 years, and depending on whose children you're putting on the plane to send to soccer tournaments or off to college,
well,
you can get
that,
a 50
that's
year.
Intolerable.
But the silliness of it here, Dave, is this. Let's say this is how crazy this group of people that's running this agency. Okay, and hear me right. I don't mean to be foul mouthed, but I don't know any other way to describe stupidity. You know, when you purposely are stupid, you know, you may have a college degree, but when you act stupid, then you're just stupid, right?
So, where's the oversight? I mean, isn't this one of the state agencies?
Hey, all I can tell you is the governor I have in